Okay, hello, Hisa.
Hi, Bob.
How are you doing?
Fine, thanks. And you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
Now, Hisa, you were telling me that you have a concern about Japan.
Yes.
And what is your concern?
It's a vending machine.
Vending machines?
Yes.
Okay, can you talk a little about that?
Yes. As you've already noticed, how many vending machines do you come across a day if you are on the street?
Many.
Yes.
Many.
And I really don't think we need that many.
Uh-huh.
And then each one is really consuming energy.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my big concern.
Okay, so what would you like to see happen in Japan with the vending machines?
Sorry, what? Where?
What would you like to happen with mm-hmm. the vending machines?
Yes.
Would you like more laws or?
Number one, it really aggravates the scenery.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then if each one of us take drink with us, we really don't need that many. Each corner or even one corner, you really see so many kinds.
Yeah.
And then that is, we can really evacuate so many, and then we will have safer, more space on the road, because even without vending machines, imagine how narrow our roads in Japan.
Yeah, exactly.
Even the walking path is so narrow, it's dangerous.
Yeah, and you were saying that you mm-hmm. actually can see vending machines in very strange places in Japan,
mm-hmm.
like very, very far places in the countryside.
Yes.
Wow.
So just one example is on the summit of Mount Fuji.
Wow.
Yes, it's a shame.
All the way on the top of Mount Fuji?
Yes. So yeah. Those mountain climbers are talking that don't make our mountains like Fuji, Mount Fuji.
Yeah.
In other words, we dare not to put another vending machine on the top of other mountains.
Yeah.
Because why we need it?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
All right, thanks a lot, Hisa.
My pleasure.